Tool number 3 is a 4-point compassion fatigue self-assessment tool. As you know, part of the psychology of terrorism is to erode the quality of life of the people attacked. As therapists, you may have experienced some erosion of your own lifestyle as you dealt with clients who are direct victims of terrorist attacks or who have experienced an exacerbation of symptoms, for example, regarding increased anxiety and increased depression. Codes of ethics state that therapist self-awareness is essential. Let's now look at 4 areas for you to assess regarding your possible compassion fatigue. Number 1. Empathy is a major resource for you to help the traumatized. This is an obvious statement. The principle of empathy is important in assessing the problem and formulating a treatment plan approach because the perspective of the clients, include the victim's family members, must be considered. According to Feigley, research regarding secondary traumatic stress and secondary traumatic disorder suggests that empathy is a key factor in the induction and the transference of traumatic material from the primary to the secondary victim. Thus, the process of empathizing with the traumatized person helps us understand that person's experience of being traumatized, but in the process, we may be traumatized as well. What decompression techniques do you use to separate from your client's feelings? Some therapists visualize as the client leaves their office, their feelings of empathy that occurred during the session, leaving as the client physically exit their office, clearing emotional space for the next client. Ask yourself, what specific technique do I use to decrease my emotional drain of empathy? Self-assessment number 2. You may have experienced some type of traumatic event in your own life. Since you may focus in your practice on a wide variety of traumatic events, it is inevitable that you would work with the traumatized who experience events that are similar to those experienced by you. Ask yourself, is there a danger of my overgeneralizing my experience and methods of coping to my clients and over-promoting these methods of coping or view of a situation? For example, a crime-related traumatization may be very different from your experiences, yet you may feel that they are sufficiently similar, and as a result, not listen as carefully as perhaps what is needed. So you may suggest what worked well for yourself, but which would be ineffective or inappropriate for your client. Ethically, client self-determination and autonomy need to be considered here. For this second self-assessment tool, think of a client who has had an experience similar to your own. Do you feel you perhaps unconsciously had been over-promoting a certain method of coping based on your own experience? Compassion fatigue self-assessment number 3. Ask yourself, is there an unresolved trauma of yours that may be activated by your client's reports of a similar trauma? It is also possible that if you are a survivor from previous traumatic events, that you may harbor unresolved traumatic conflicts. Their issues may be provoked as a result of the traumatic experience of your client. Research confirms the power of past traumatic events on current functioning. Since we were all traumatized as a nation by the events of September 11th, was your unresolved trauma activated by your client's reports of a similar trauma? Compassion fatigue self-assessment number 4 is children's trauma, which may be very provocative for you. Police, firefighters, EMTs, and other emergency workers report that they are most vulnerable to compassion fatigue when dealing with the pain of children. Moreover, you as a therapist are more likely than other practitioners to be exposed to childhood trauma. Ask yourself, did you deal with children during the time of the September 11th tragedy? If so, how did you manage this added stress? In summary, ask yourself, am I in danger of experiencing compassion fatigue due to number 1, over-empathizing, number 2, overgeneralization, number 3, your own unresolved trauma, and number four, children's trauma. Question number four, what are four ways trauma workers are especially vulnerable to compassion fatigue?